While hundreds of thousands gathered on the parkway this weekend to take in the draft, we headed to a quiet subdivision in Blackwood, New Jersey. There, friends and family gathered with Julian Davenport, a massive offensive tackle with big pro potential. Davenport was hoping to become the first player from Bucknell University in central Pennsylvania to be drafted in almost 50 years. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron was there to watch his draft day experience play out.
It starts with a quintessentially suburban scene. A muggy Friday afternoon, a dad out by his shed, the sounds of a hammer blended against the yapping of neighborhood dogs. After 10 hours preparing the backyard for what could be the biggest night of his son's life, Anthony Davenport nails in the final touch. It's a poster with pictures of Julian layered under an image of the NFL shield. About 25 feet away, a projector casts the NFL draft onto a massive screen.
The second round is now officially open.
On Friday night, the NFL held the second and third rounds of its amateur draft. Julian Davenport and about 50 others are here to watch it all unfold. They hope he'll be picked tonight. If not, they'll hold their breath and do it all again Saturday.
How do you feel right now?
Excited. Anxious. Pick an emotion, I'm sure it's there.
It is soon apparent that there are two types of parties here. Julian's stepmom, Tanya Davenport, is among a handful of folks tracking every single pick. Since Julian is an offensive tackle, they're waiting for other offensive tackles to be drafted so that the supply of available players goes down.
Get him out the way. He's out the way now. Let's go.
While some can't look away, others are finding it hard to watch. In the kitchen, those seeking distraction can find Tanya's mom, Maddie Mallory, dishing out shots of moonshine mixed with lemonade.
All right, that's all you need. It'll hit you later, though. All right, good?
Yeah, I was told to come get a shot of moonshine.
I'm just coming in here. I don't know.
I'm not responsible.
Through all of this, Julian sits right near the screen, barely talking, cradling his smartphone in his left hand. The phone doesn't ring. And as the weather chills, so does the mood. Julian Davenport will not be picked today.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Hope to see you tomorrow. Round 4 through 7 begins at 12 noon.
As Saturday begins, I find his father, Anthony Davenport, seated in the garage, scrolling through his phone.
Arizona, Cincinnati, Chicago, Eagles at 118.
He's looking at the draft order, trying to figure out when Julian might go. A phone call Friday would have been nice, but a phone call today is an absolute must, and the mood reflects it. Stepmom Tanya keeps herself busy preparing chicken.
It's tough. It's definitely tough, and you're processing it. You know, you're worried, and yep, that's why I keep cooking.
Julian arrives late, and when he does, he seems restless. Instead of parking near the big TV like Friday, he moves from room to room as if trying to avoid the crowds that inevitably tail him. The tension builds for about an hour. And then, from inside the house, a stir.
Houston?
See, players don't find out they've been drafted by actually watching TV. They get a phone call just beforehand. Shortly after 1 p.m., that call comes in, and word spreads quickly among the party guests.
Was it Houston?
Soon, everyone rushes around a TV just off the kitchen.
Houston, we have a draft pick. In the 2017 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Julian Davenport.
As the crowd erupts, Julian barely moves. He's a quiet guy, the type for whom a quick smile counts as an outburst. When Julian got the call, he was by himself in the back corner of his basement playing video games.
Just sitting there playing the game. I was just hanging around.
When his phone began to ring, he didn't pick it up because he didn't want to be found.
Another one of my friends, I guess, was looking for me upstairs, so he was FaceTiming me as I was down here, and, like, I just wasn't answering. Then the phone rang again, and I'm like, why does he keep FaceTiming me? And I look, and it's not him. I see it's a Houston Texan number.
You assume going into an event like this what the high notes will look like, but fate has a way of finding those who don't expect it. For Julian's mom, Leslie Schau, that unguarded moment arrived one morning last week as she drove to her job as an elementary school teacher.
I was driving in my car and listening to my gospel music.
And as she barreled down the 42 freeway, she started to cry. She thought about her four children, beautiful and healthy, children she raised when she was a teacher's assistant, making $896 every 2 weeks.
I guess they say God has a plan for you, and I put my faith and trust in him all the time. And my faith and trust is paying off.
The song on the radio was an old gospel tune, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. It says that God watches over everything, even the smallest birds. And if God can watch over the sparrow, surely he can look after Julian Davenport, offensive lineman for the Houston Texans. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.